Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What a night at Hard Rock Stadium last night. And the voice of the Miami Hurricanes, Joe Zagacki, is going to join us this hour. Get his thoughts about what he witnessed. Get some headlines here. Start out the 4 o'clock hour as well. Give you a Miami football report. Those are sponsored by Miami-Dade County Public Schools Technical Colleges. MDCPS Technical Colleges offer over 60 affordable accredited programs day or evening. Hands-on training aligned with local employers. Call 305-558-8000 or visit careerinayear.com and launch your future today. Couple things Adam Schefter had tweeted out. Dolphins running back Devon Achane, who's been dealing with a calf injury, is returning to practice and is on track to play Sunday versus the Colts. That is very good news. Joe Shad tweeted out, ESPN simulates the 2025 NFL season. They've got the Dolphins 9-8 and in the wild card round where they lose to Baltimore. 34-17.
On the road, obviously there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, number two Ravens defeat the number seven Miami Dolphins.
Yeah.
And Isaiah Smalls from the Miami Herald?
Miami Herald. Yeah, Miami Herald.
Isaiah Smalls with the Herald tweeted out, still didn't see Darren Waller do any individual or catch balls from Tua today. Keep an eye on that.
It'll be interesting, man. That's one of the bigger question marks going into week one. Like, is Darren Waller ready to go? Is he actually going to be a big part of this offense?
Who has a better season in the NFL this year at tight end? Darren Waller or Aronde Gadsden the second?
I'll tell you what, man. It's not crazy to say Aronde Gadsden the second. From what I've read out of Los Angeles Hawk, they're expecting a lot of two tight end sets this season with OG the second featured. So the safe bet is the guy who's done it year after year in the NFL, even though he's a year removed from playing in the NFL. But it's not crazy to say it'll be OG the second.
Odyssey Sports football coverage is brought to you nationally by Geico. Switch and save. Get more with Geico. From Dolphins Wire and USA Today, Tua Tagovailoa, NFL MVP odds. They point out in USA Today, quarterbacks have won NFL MVP honors in the last 12 seasons. So there's not much reason to believe any Dolphins player other than Tua has a chance. But even he's a long shot comparative to other NFL passers. His odds are 60-1, plus 6,000. This is via FanDuel. who is favored to win the 2025 NFL MVP. USA Today writes, the last two winners of the award, Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson, favored to lead the way again in 2025. Lamar Jackson plus 490, Josh Allen plus 500, Patrick Mahomes plus 600, Joe Burrow plus 600. Jaden Daniels plus 1,000, Jordan Love plus 1,600, Justin Herbert and Jalen Hurts plus 2,000.
Who's the first non-quarterback listed?
I don't know. I was only reading that USA Today article, and they were only listing quarterbacks. I can look on the Hard Rock app.
Let's see. Let's see. MVP odds. I wonder who the first because it's a quarterback award. We know that. But Tyreek was in the mix when he was getting to
I don't see that to
2000. So I just wonder, like,
awards. Here we go. MVP. Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Patrick Mahomes, Jaden Daniels, Jordan Love, Jalen Hurts, Justin Herbert, Brock Purdy, CJ Stroud, Baker Mayfield, Caleb Williams, Jared Goff, JJ McCarthy, Matthew Stafford, Dak Prescott, Kyler Murray, Trevor Lawrence, Bo Nix, Drake May, Tua, Michael Penix, Aaron Rodgers, Saquon Barkley. There you go. There's a non-quarterback. Saquon Barkley is plus 6,000.
Makes probably a lot of sense after his season a year ago.
All right, let's get headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Doral VW just broke the rules of gravity. Prices are falling so fast, we're checking for a crater. Volkswagen's priced like they lost their minds. Doral VW, buckle up. No one sells for less. No one.
Who's more tired after the game yesterday? Bain, Mezador, Carson Beck, name any UM player, or Michael Irvin after his performance on the sideline yesterday?
Michael Irvin got the age and was playing both sides. He was playing two-way football last night, so Michael Irvin was absolutely the most tired.
And Uncle Luke, a close second, who posted a picture from Tootsie's after the game last night.
It was like 54 minutes after the game ended that I'm already at Tootsie's.
And I imagine he was there for a lot longer than 54 minutes, Sock. A lot longer than 54 minutes. Fun night with the Hurricanes beating Notre Dame. What do you think they're going to be ranked?
It's a great question.
How far is Bama going to fall? How far is Texas going to fall? Who else lost in the top 10?
How far is Notre Dame going to fall?
How far is Notre Dame going to fall? That's right.
Are they going to fall out of the top 10?
Were they six going into yesterday or four?
Yeah, six.
Six, man,
hung in on the road, came back.
Top 10 team, like,
right? Do they drop
by a field goal with a freshman or a rookie quarterback? Yeah, maybe they drop to 10 or 12.
Yeah, interesting.
But Miami, you figure, okay, Notre Dame's gonna fall from six, Texas is gonna fall out of the top five.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they fall to five or to six. Miami's gonna be a top five team. They're going to be a top five team, you would imagine.
I'm not certain. I've been trying to do the math on who's going to go where. They're going to be flirting with it, and there's hype, and it was such a big time game.
They're going to be top five. Clemson, we forgot about Clemson.
Right,
they lost at home. They lost at home with a lead going into the second half.
Yeah, so like,
number one,
Ohio
number
State
four,
will be one.
Number six, all lost.
Right.
Yeah, Ohio State will be one. Penn State, Penn State or Ohio State, one and two. FIU is on the road at Penn State next week, by the way. Like, they're going
about to say FIU number three.
Well, I mean, sign me up. Willie Simmons, baby. Let's go. Big time victory over Bethune-Cookman, first time ever for the Panthers. But FIU on the road at Penn State. Upset alert. I'll be the first one to say upset alert. All right. Miami is going to play Bethune-Cookman, by the way. Bethune will stay in South Florida after getting their asses kicked by FIU, and they'll play the Miami Hurricanes. That is next week.
All right.
Obviously, you can't tell that I don't know exactly what day, but I believe it's Saturday at 7 p.m. Saturday at 7, it'll be on ESPN Plus, but you can listen to all of the action right here. Great call by Josie yesterday. The broadcast was phenomenal. Yep. I was listening to it here up in New York on the Odyssey app. The broadcast from start to finish was awesome yesterday.
Yep, totally agree.
Couple just local notes here. The because we do have some college football tonight, but the Miami Marlins did end up losing to the Washington Nationals today. They lost 2-0. That means they scored 0 runs. Big donut today.
All right. Is that what that means?
Nationals, Marlins tomorrow, 6:45 from the nation's capital. They'll play again Wednesday. And then Los Marlins return home. They've got the Philadelphia Phillies, who I believe are still in first place in the division. They are. Marlins helping the Phillies out a little bit by taking down the Mets in a couple consecutive games Saturday and Sunday.
All right.
Inter-Miami lost yesterday. We know in the League's Cup final, embarrassing stuff from Suarez. They lose 3-0. They're back. They'll play some MLS games coming up to finish out the regular season. And in the U.S. Open, you've got Naomi Osaka, Coco Gauff, and Osaka, round of 16, knocks off the defending champion, Coco Gauff, at the U.S. Open, 6-3, 6-2. She's ranked 23rd. And right now, Muchova is beating Koshchuk from the Ukraine, third set, 4-2.
Sinner, right.
Number one overall, will play later against Bublik from Kazakhstan at 7 p.m. Arthur Ashe Stadium.
How's your time up there in New York? You've been spending Labor Day weekend in New York. I saw you you were at a restaurant over the weekend, had a spritz flight.
An
Aperol spritz, a Hugo spritz, all kinds of different spritz.
Yeah.
So just like you'd get a beer flight, you got a spritz flight.
Got a spritz flight. And I'll tell you right now, I think we're joking when you texted me, just tell them to make them all Aperol spritzes.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, that's the move. I mean, the Hugo is fine. I think Gino's always telling you to get the Hugo.
Gino raves about the Hugo spritz.
Mm-hmm. It's fine. Aperol spritz, man. Like, as much as I hate that you've taken the Aperol spritz as your own bit, which it
I made it popular
not,
again.
Yeah. It definitely had nothing to do with you. It hits every time. It's perfect every single time, especially on a hot summer day in Long Island. My sister just had a baby 2 months ago. Today is
your uncle.
My niece's Madeline, her 2 month birthday today.
Oh,
so it's been awesome. Came up here, got to meet my niece. And my brother-in-law, my sister's husband, Nick, is basically, he's not a chef, but he's basically a chef. He makes everything homemade. It's like a vacation up here. I'm chilling. I'm working a little bit. I'm watching the U.S. Open. I'm watching the Canes. And I'm eating like a king every single night.
So when I go out of town, I don't like to be around someone who wants to cook for me constantly. I want to go out.
Well, that makes no sense. Like, I'm eating better food than going out every single night.
I like going out. I like going out. So like we go up to the Jersey Shore, you know, and my wife's father wants to grill. I'm like, well, no, I just want to go out.
What's the problem with that? Like, wants to grill your food.
Yeah, no, I understand. I prefer to go out. If I'm out of town, especially in New York for a weekend, I want to hit a couple of places. I don't want to be sitting around some guy slinging me a turkey sandwich. It's not my... not my vibe.
It's not a turkey sandwich, bro. I mean, I'm eating homemade pizza tonight. They got the
right,
pizza
but you're
in
New York
back.
And you're making you're eating some guy's homemade pizza. Like,
but it's not,
I'm
first
in
of all,
York.
It's not some
like,
guy.
I'm not in Dubuque, Iowa. That's not known for pizza. Like you're in New York, it's known for pizza, and some guy's got a he's going to get the Sargento mozzarella at the at the Duane Reade, and all of a sudden, you're at home eating matzo pizza when going to you've been going to some New York pizza place.
I don't think you're really grasping what I'm telling you here. Like this isn't just go to the Wegmans around the corner here in Long Island, pick up some Sargento and throw it on some pre-made dough that's already been prepared for you. Like this is all homemade food. They grow their own tomatoes out here. Like my sister is pretty much living the life. I gotta be honest, man. She picked the right dude. And the idea that you prefer to go out to restaurants that you don't even know are good in areas you're not familiar with over homemade cooking with somebody who really knows how to throw it down.
Ugh, not even a just question. Ridiculous. Like, I'd rather Uber Eats in food than have somebody slinging hash all day long.
I mean, last night he was kneading the dough, preparing it. He's got timers going off every half hour.
Yeah, a little cutesy with the timers.
The tomato sauce for the pie, they call it a pie up here. They don't call it a pizza. They call it a pie. I mean, it's made with homemade tomatoes that they're growing in the back. The lemon we were putting on our pasta yesterday, made in the backyard. I mean, man, they got it. They got to figure it out up here. I'll tell you that much. Not like us, where we're spending $100 a week on Uber Eats.
The way to go. You get a restaurant, you're in New York, you get some nice service, you have a nice time, you break bread with people. In the meantime, I'm running back and forth in the kitchen, and this guy, I forgot the relish. It's in the fridge. Look behind the mayo. What am I doing here? So you're staying with them? You're staying at their house?
Yeah.
Oh, the worst.
Well, you don't like people then. I don't know what else to tell you.
I love people.
Don't
like people. That's why I want to go out to a restaurant. I love people.
I don't think you do.
You're staying at their house?
Staying at their house. They've got a massive house, and they've got extra beds.
Oh, what a nightmare.
Spending time as a fam, just, it does get to a point where it's like, all right, I've talked enough. Like, now what?
Yeah, what are we doing here? Like, I met the niece. Everything's good. All right, I got to go hit Starbucks.
Well, no, that's the thing. They don't believe in going to Starbucks. They have a very fancy coffee machine up here. So my brother-in-law is making me,
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like, you're in prison. You can't get out. You're in his prison.
He looks down on like Starbucks people. He does. He's,
right, but I look down on him.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll send you some pics of of the homemade pizza tonight. And get your opinion. But I will tell you this morning, Hawk, I mean, we're in New York. You got to get the water up here in New York with the bagels. Had a good old fashioned bacon, egg and cheese bagel, witch. Mm. And I hate to admit it, because these New Yorkers, the water up here, but they're low key, right, bro? The bagels are fire up here.
They opened H&H Bagels in Boca.
You told me.
My wife has taken to going there like almost every day. Like, she loves H&H. Now it's my son's favorite bagel place.
Don't they ship the water from New York?
I don't know. But she loves it there.
That's like a placebo effect thing. They just tell New Yorkers that have the transplants, and then they swear by those bagels. They just tell them that they're doing it. Meanwhile, it's just purified water from Zephyr Hills.
No such thing as Zephyr Hills.
Nothing better than waking up bagel, egg and cheese, right? Like, or bacon, egg and cheese on a bagel. Is there any better way to start your day?
I don't like breakfast.
You eat avocado toast every day.
Right, but usually for lunch.
Well, that's a problem. That's like, that being your lunch is a problem.
Why?
Eat something. Like,
I did. I had a pack of salmon today.
Jeez, like a cat. All right, those are your sports headlines, ladies and gentlemen. Weather, it's 86 degrees, cloudy in South Florida. Might be some rain moving in again. I know we're all sick of the rain. Might be some rain moving in again later tonight. By the way, you should check your forecast. I'm not in Florida, so I don't necessarily know if that's correct, but there you go.
You can get the forecast from anywhere on your phone. You know, you don't have to be in the locale.
Yeah, but I figured I nailed it, figured I nailed it, so.
Joe Zagacki is going to join us in the next segment, talk some Miami Hurricanes football.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
It's a chain thing. You wouldn't understand.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option. That's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah. Even better on FM. I was listening to Joe Zagacki last night on FM. 104.3 FM WQAM, Miami sports leader. Before we talk football with Joe Z, I remind you the best place to get geared up with Canes merch for the season is Caneswear in Davie. You're online at caneswear.com. Joe Zagacki is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. He was on the call last night. Canes victory over number 6, Notre Dame. What a way to start the season. It got a little dicey at the end. Maybe it didn't need to be, but to come away with a win after all this build up to the game and you wonder, you know, is there going to be this massive drop off from Cam Ward to Carson Beck and who's going to show out as a potential receiver for, like, everything got answered last night. I feel like you have to be on top of the world, Joe.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was a great game. I thought, you know, for a first game, sometimes those first games can really be sloppy and not entertaining. This felt like it was a game, you know, midway through the season. These two teams were ready. They were prepared. I didn't really like Notre Dame's game plan that much, although I was thankful for it. Just, you know, C.J. Carr, they didn't want to do anything with him at the beginning of the game. I think his first 10 passes were within 3 yards of the line of scrimmage. So, that being said, Miami did a great job shutting down their run. Notre Dame averaged 3.3 yards per carry, 93 yards rushing. Jeremiah Love had 33 yards. And ultimately, Miami beat Notre Dame at their game. Miami did not turn the ball over. They were the more physical team most of the game. And they dominated, you know, you talk about the middle eight, the end of the first half, the beginning of the second half. Well, it was the end of the first half and then 8 minutes into the second half with that incredible third quarter drive. So, and the other thing I think about, Hawk, is where is the Miami program? Now, we got a long way to go in this season. But a couple of years ago, we started the season against Alabama. And the third quarter, or rather the fourth quarter, it was 41-3. Because that was the disparity of the rosters. And last night, you know, we started the fourth quarter, midway through the fourth quarter, it was Miami 24-14. So I think that shows you where the roster has changed, where the programs have changed. And that was doing it against the team that played for the national championship a year ago. And it's still a very, very, very good team.
Is that the biggest win of the Crystal Ball era thus far, Joe? I mean, hopefully there's more to come this season, obviously. But I think, you know, you think of that Florida Gators win last season, felt great week one, but UF kind of fell off after. And it just, it was diminished a little bit based on how UF finished the season. I mean, I think yesterday, biggest victory of the Crystal Ball era?
Yeah, I called it as collector's item. I think so. You know, I think it's the signature win. They beat Clemson. I think you see the progress. Hopefully, when the story someday is written on, you know, Mario Cristobal in the program, you'll look back and go, oh, I see. I saw the signs. They beat Clemson in overtime 1 year, and then they beat Florida the next year, and then they took down Notre Dame. So it's the biggest win for him right now, no question. It becomes more meaningful if you keep winning games. But I don't think you can underestimate the value of this win. Notre Dame's a top 10 team, sixth in the country. Great recruiting. Marcus Freeman is a hell of a coach. I think he's a really good coach. And they have, you know, the fourth quarter got dicey, but it got dicey. Some of that was Notre Dame. They did a really good job with their defense. They leaned in on their defense or put it on their defense to get back in the game. And they kind of strangled Miami there for a little bit. But Hurricanes were able to, down the stretch, force Notre Dame to use all of their timeouts, kick the field goal, and then, you know, put themselves in a position where the game was on C.J. Carr's shoulders.
And I think in past seasons, you'd have been really nervous about the defense. I forget where C.J. Carr took over at the end there for the final, you know, plays, maybe at the 30, 35, somewhere around there. But you in seasons past, you'd be like, oh, they're going to drive, you know, 40 yards with no problem, kick a time field goal, and we're going to have to sweat this thing out. But that defense was just so good. There were so many takeaways from the game last night. Carson Beck looked phenomenal to me, just so composed. Malachi Toney, I mean, the guy was incredible.
Hi, Toney.
I heard you at the beginning of the game. That was one of your guys where you said, Keep an eye on Malachi Toney. And he was unbelievable. CJ Daniels had one of the best catches you're ever going to see. Carter Davis, the kicker, was that dude. Like, I mean, there were so many takeaways from that game, in my opinion, where you're like, huh, does Carson Beck have anyone to throw to? Yeah, he's got someone to throw to. I thought the running backs looked all right. The offensive line, you mentioned the drive to start the second half. I mean, the offensive line was moving men with no problem. It was really, it was like you watched it. Barry Jackson had tweeted something out like, hey, you're watching the blueprint come to life. You're watching Mario Cristobal's blueprint come to life.
Yeah, I would agree with that. He's talked a lot about his blueprint, that it will work. And it's, you know, it's size. It's a big man sport. Miami's a bigger team. They're a more physical team. They're built in the trenches. I'm here at UM right now. And I spent a lot of time in the summer. I want to overstate it, but enough time with Shannon Dawson, Miami's offensive coordinator. And every time I left the conversation, I thought to myself, man, this guy, he's really confident. He's really confident about his quarterback and his offense. And I could see why last night. The execution was at a high level. And I think he's in really good sync with Carson Beck. And the other thing is, I watched CJ Daniels in practice, and I was thinking about it going to the game last night. And one of the things in practice, the practice that I was at, never saw him drop. The ball wasn't on the ground with Carson Beck. Nobody's dropping the ball. And the receivers were excellent last night. And Reuben Bain was a monster last night. The amount of territory he covered on that interception was magnificent. And one of the things I like about Bain is they had a scrimmage here on a Sunday a couple of weeks ago, and I was standing behind Corey Heatherman right in the sidelines, but I wanted to really get a good feel of the defense. And Bain wasn't in the game, and he was standing to my left shoulder. And Miami, the offense, had a delay of game penalty, right? It was Carson Beck. And Bain yells out from his sideline, "Hey, Carson, keep an eye on the clock. Keep an eye on the clock. Use that big brain of yours. Come on." And I thought, you know, that's pretty cool. These guys are competing against each other in this setting. But Bain is being a great teammate. He's really being supportive of Carson Beck, even though it's offense against defense. And I think it just kind of illustrates the player that and person that Bain is.
What was your biggest takeaway from watching Carson Beck yesterday? I mean, look, Joe, this guy's a Heisman favorite going into last season. I know you watched a million of his throws at Georgia. I think all of us did. And the expectations are through the roof. But I think naturally tempered expectations a little bit just because you're going up against a really good team in Notre Dame. And the idea he's going to live up to Cam Ward, just it's unfair to him specifically. But what was your biggest takeaway? Because Hawk and I were saying earlier, just so cool, so composed. And when he has the ball in his hands right from the beginning, it's like this feeling from a fan's perspective watching the game of like you trust him to be smart with the football.
Coolest guy on the field. I mean, it's like his head was in the refrigerator. You know, he was just cool and calm, 12 in a row at one point. My takeaway with Carson Beck is I don't know why he was disrespected in the offseason. I don't know what was up at Georgia, but a lot of that chatter was coming from Georgia. And again, 24-3, they can tell me all they want about, intangibles. And when the backup quarterback came in last year, they're going to rally around him. I'm thinking to myself, he won 24 of the 27 games there. He must have had something going on in terms of leadership and chemistry. But what I saw in the game is what I've seen here in practice. Very smart quarterback. The arm is not an issue. Ball comes out fast. And what I like most about him, and I look at this at quarterbacks, is he's decisive. He knows where he wants to go with the ball. And the other thing is, you know, he's 6'5". You can see he sees over the top of the defense. The touchdown pass to Daniels, he's going backwards, but it's almost like he's on his toes throwing over the top of the defense. I think he's going to have a really good season based on what we saw last night against Notre Dame. I really like him. And he's really smart, very articulate. I think he's going to be great, a great ambassador for the program.
You talk with Mario this afternoon there on campus?
Just spent about 45 minutes with him. Yes, I did.
What do you have to say?
He's really happy with this win. I think there's a high relief. He was impressed with the physicality of his team. He was impressed with being in shape, the conditioning, because Notre Dame came here thinking they were going to wear Miami out with their multiple substitutions on defense, with their defensive line. He was impressed with their execution on the third quarter drive, physicality they showed on that drive. Really happy with the defense and the defensive tackles, Scott and Blay and Moten. They handled the physicality of Notre Dame. And also very pleased with the secondary. You know, that was a problem. I think you look at the secondary and you've got homegrown guys in Frederick and Damari Brown, and then the kid Bryce Fitzgerald that came in from Columbus, who a freshman who was on the field in a lot of critical situations last night. But then all these other players that came in, there was not a drop-off. When they subbed or changed their combinations, there wasn't a drop-off. There was a lot of pride among those guys to maintain the level of play. So he's really happy. But now I think tomorrow when they go back to practice, he's probably going to get after him pretty good.
Hey, Joe, what was the environment like yesterday? Look, I mean, I'm watching on TV up here in New York. It's obvious that the crowd had an impact. Like, it was obvious, especially with CJ Carr. But I remember that Trajan Bandy pick six. I've been at game sevens of NBA finals. I went to a Super Bowl. Like, I've experienced some pretty loud environments. Nothing will ever top the Trajan Bandy pick six at Hard Rock Stadium, you know, almost a decade ago. What was it like yesterday? Like, did it compare to that at one point, especially with the Bane interception? Oh, like, what was
back,
it like?
Man, if you could have run that back.
I thought it was pretty good. I thought that roof was going to come off. We're judging. I thought the decibel level went to like 11 or 12. You know, it was right there. Maybe not quite as intense as the Notre Dame game of 17, but in 18, Miami had a great comeback against Florida State. Certainly, it was like that. They played a great, great role. And I think that University of Miami fans, they too sometimes don't get enough credit. And I would say they are creative. And I did this podcast in South Bend last week, and I said, I don't think you guys know what you're walking into. You know, when you were here for the Orange Bowl game, three quarters of the stadium was for Notre Dame. I said, I don't think CJ Carr, anybody else knows what you're coming into. And I think a Miami game is like an old Oakland Raiders game. It's Halloween. You know, people are crazy. And I like it. And I think they should promote it more. Be crazy. The crazier, the better. I think I haven't been to an English Premier Soccer League game. I watched some of them on TV. But I think it's like an English Premier Soccer League game. Did you see the way some of the people were dressed last night?
Yeah, it was cool as hell.
Huh?
Yeah, it was cool.
Yeah, it's wild. And I think it's different. You know, some of these Notre Dame people are walking in there with all these nice shirts. I'm thinking, oh, you guys, you have no clue what you're walking into. This is the Lion's Den. This is the Lion's Den of Lion's Den, man. This is
a you know, I'm guilty of it as well. We always say you can never replicate the Orange Bowl and the feeling. When there's a big game and you have a good team, that Hard Rock Stadium is unbelievable, because I can vouch for Solana. That 2017 game was unparalleled.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores.
fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Right, the team's got to do its part. You got to give them a game. You got to give them effort. You got to give them a team. You know, you lose to Middle Tennessee, it's pretty hard to, you know, create a great environment. But now they're past that. And so now I would expect the environment the rest of the year should be great. I hope we have a good one for Bethune and then South Florida and then the Gators, man. That thing should be off the charts. Right.
If Mario's still around you there on campus, I know you're in Coral Gables right now. If Mario's around, can you just tell him that the USF game is setting up to be a trap game? Let him know.
I'll walk back there right now.
Yeah. Just let him know. I feel like that's setting up to be a trap game. We don't want to get too complacent leading into the Florida game. Is USF here or is it up there?
No, it's here. And you know, the Notre Dame game only matters now. It only matters if you keep winning, right? Don Shula used to say, well, big wins only matter if you win the next one. So you got to win the next one and the one after that and the one after that.
There you go.
FSU looked good, Joe. FSU looked good, too. I mean, that, you know, you get through Florida, you get through USF, knock on wood. That's going to be tough to go up to Doak now. I don't know if it was more of an indictment on Alabama or just the fact that FSU – nailed it in the transfer portal, but still an impressive victory nonetheless.
Well, when you beat Alabama the way they beat Alabama, I would say so. I wouldn't want to beat Kalen DeBoer today or Paul Finebaum.
Yeah, he guaranteed that Miami was going to lose.
Aren't you going to taunt him?
Yeah, I'm waiting for Crowder to come back.
Oh.
I need backup.
I got.
I need backup. All right, Joe.
They muscled Alabama.
Did you like the lines we gave DBJ?
What's that?
Did you like the lines that we gave DBJ? He did the big fat meatballs, and he did the line for Bane, Reuben Bane. He did Bane from Batman.
You know, I heard the meatballs one,
mm-hmm.
and I wasn't sure what was going on.
Perfect.
Perfect. Mission accomplished.
In a game like that, you know, all these big plays are happening. The crowd's going crazy. And by the way, you probably know this, you know, I'm going to complain for a moment, but our booth's like 9 miles away from most of the action, right?
Yeah.
So, but you got to hit the bullseye. No matter what, you have to hit the bullseye. So there's all this concentration on, God, was it C.J. Daniels that caught that touchdown? And I can see out of the corner of my eye, right? Out of the right corner of my eye, I can see Vic and Don with all these, you know, hand waving, all this stuff jumping up and down and pointing. And I'm thinking, it must be the line.
Must have been, yeah. Is the Powerball drawing tonight? They do that on Monday nights. It's over $1 billion, Joe.
Yeah.
If you won Powerball tonight, over $1 billion, would we hear you on the call Saturday for UM Bethune-Cookman?
Well, that's the wrong question. The answer is yes. The question then is, though, but for how long?
Right. Would you care about the call?
You don't want, right? You win $1 billion, you have to get that set up correctly.
Right. But you would still, in the process of setting it all up, you would go call the UM Bethune-Cookman game. You are going to have $1 billion thereabout in the bank in you know, a matter of weeks or months. You would go call that game on Saturday.
Yes.
You would.
Yeah. Of course.
I don't know. I think you'd be there for UF. Bethune, I think you could let Hollywood handle it.
Yeah, I think we'd hear Darrow and DBJ.
I'll be there.
See you, Joe. Good luck on the power.
Call in.
Great call last night, by the way. You did a great broadcast.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. Very much appreciated.
Right, go find Mario before he leaves. Tell him not to fall into the USF trap.
I would, take the camera out and walk the hallways, but the last time I tried that, it didn't go so well.
It was delightful. Go ahead. I want to watch you walk around. What do you got there?
We'll have to do go. I have to turn it this way, right?
Yeah. I like it when you keep it on your face.
Yeah, hold on.
this is what I enjoy. When you walk around, but it's just a close up of your face.
It's literally that is where the coaches. Yeah, all the coaches have their offices right there, Hawk. Down that hallway.
Go barge into Cristobal's office. Where's his office?
I'm walking to his office.
All right, let's walk into his office. I just want to tell him not to fall into the trap for USF.
You want me to? I'll show you what's pretty cool about going to his office. All right. This is the old hallway. Okay. So now we're entering the football building.
Oh, all right.
Football building.
Okay, Ken Masur there? Any Ken Masur sightings? Ken Masur? Yeah.
Here we go. Can you see this?
Oh, I love that area.
Players.
So cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
See that?
Yeah. See if you can find Dan Cilio.
Yeah.
I say Cilio's see on there.
There you go. How about that? We got Brian McKinney. Dennis Hera. Did you know Dennis Hera? Want to go to the team meeting room? Here we have a nice meeting room. This is where. Yeah, about that. Got all Americans.
They have a plaque from November 23rd, 2019 there, Joe.
Gino. Look at Gino.
Huh?
There's look at Gino. Yeah, hey, Mike can you walk over to the campus radio station at the student union and see if they have a plaque up for me?
Yeah, that's too far.
All right.
And that's the hallway. That's Coach Cristobal's office down there.
Well, let's put back on his door.
I would like to, I would like to get to the Bethune broadcast.
Can you put the phone right outside his door and I'll yell not to fall into a trap game at USF?
Okay, hold on.
All right.
I'm crazy.
I'm going to get Joe fired.
Probably.
I know, but I don't want him to focus too much on UF the following week. I don't want them to lose track of Bethune-Cookman this coming Saturday.
No, I think they're all in meetings right now. We have to be
pound on the door. Let's find out.
Yeah, I'm like a golfer now. I'm doing a golf match. Now, I've gone silent. Okay, his door is closed, but this is it.
Right. I'll tell you what. Is there enough room in the door underneath it to slide the phone under? I'll say a few words to him.
Go ahead. You can go from right here.
Coach Cristobal, can you hear me? Trap game alert. Coach, trap game alert. USF week 3, trap game alert.
Okay.
Dim the lights behind Joe Zagacki if you hear me, Coach.
You want to know something? To be honest with you, he just walked in the door over here.
Did he?
Here's Kate Ward. Look at that.
Oh, wow. Legend.
How about that?
Yeah.
There you go.
All right, Joe. Don't get fired.
Now he just walked into this room. He went into the defensive staff conference room.
Oh, I want to talk to them. There's all your game. Let me talk to them.
They're all in their game planning.
I'd like to help them out. Yeah, I'd like to help them.
That was a pretty good tour, you have to admit, right?
That was nice. I enjoyed that a lot.
Although now I'm thinking about some guy in the Palmetto probably is wondering, what are they talking about?
Walk over to the pool at the middle of campus. Let's see what's going on over there on Labor Day.
Now you're stretching it.
All right. We got to go, Joe. We love you.
All right. See you later.
There you go. Joe Zagacki. That was delightful. That was absolutely delightful.
Now Joe on the go.
Joe living life. Joe in the world. Yeah, that's funny. I hope Mario heard me because I don't want him to fall into that trap. All right, now we're going to end up starting the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour a little bit late, but that's all right because that was worth it. That was a delightful tour. It didn't work well on the radio, but for us watching on video, it was delightful. We'll put it on the YouTube channel.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
Shotgun snap, Book looking to his right.
Throw. Got it. Bye now.
He's going to go all the way. He's at the 40, at the 30, near sideline, 20, 15, 10. Trajan Bandy takes it all the way home. It's a touchdown. Touchdown, Miami. 66 yards. They are going crazy at Horn Rock Stadium. Miami 26, Notre Dame nothing. It's a pick six.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.